Blog Talk Radio.
To this very day. Let's go back to the book of Exodus. of the book of Exodus chapter 19. Let's keep that verse number. Exodus 19. Let's keep that verse. I just want to get to the crust. Let's keep that verse number. Verse number five. Let's think of that five. And verse number eight. Book of Exodus chapter 19, verse 5, and verse number 8. Mother Israel, see, Roy.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 5, and verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, if you will obey my voice and and keep my covenant,
uh-huh,
then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. It will all people, for all the earth, is mine.
They say you're gonna be what kind of treasure?
A peculiar
treasure.
That's what he said.
That's
so. That's so. That's so. Now let's see how special Israel is, Brother Micaiah Israel. Oh, that point. Let's see if Ezra tells us exactly how special Israel is to the Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can pull it out. In the book of 2nd Ezra, I believe I'm looking for that. But the Micaiah Israel, see you right. Front of the 2nd Ezra, chapter 5. Let's see how special. For the child of Israel to the maker, right, of heaven, the creator of heaven and earth. Let's look at 2nd Ezra 5. Let's begin at that verse number. Let's begin at that verse 20. Let's start it right there. Verse 20 through 27. The Micaiah Israel, see you right.
Book of 2nd Ezra. Chapter 5, verse 20 through 27.
Yes, sir.
Verse 20 reads. And so I fasted 7 days, mourning and weeping, like as Uriel, the ministering spirit, commanded me.
Well, this is Ezra the seer, right?
Uh-huh.
Look here. I was on my job, right?
Uh-huh.
I fasted 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even get to the day of atonement. But that's the thing I put in a complete cycle, right?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 21.
Yes, sir.
And after 7 days, so it was,
mm-hmm,
that the thoughts of my mind were very grievous unto me again.
Go ahead, read on.
22.
Yes, sir.
And my soul, and my person recovered the spirit of understanding.
He said, I got my head right. You know, I was mourning and groaning, but I shook it out. I got my head right. Clear.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And I began to talk with the Most High again.
Go ahead, read on.
23, and said, Oh Yahuwah,
that
bears rule,
mm-hmm,
of every wood of the earth,
go ahead,
and of all the trees thereof,
go ahead,
you have chosen you one only vine.
How many?
One only vine.
Verse 24, what did he say?
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
And of all lands of the whole world, you have chosen you one pig.
Go ahead.
And of all the flowers thereof, one lily.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 25.
Uh-huh.
And of all the depths of the sea, you have filled you one river.
Uh-huh.
And of all built cities, you have hollowed Yada Judah unto yourself.
He said, look here, you made a commitment. Mm-hmm. You made a choice. You chose the God Judah. Ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 26.
Uh-huh.
And of all the fowls that are created, you have named you one dove.
Mm-hmm.
And of all the cattle that are made, you have provided you one sheep.
Verse 27.
Verse 27.
Yes, sir.
And among all the multitudes of people,
but all the multitudes of people, all 18 nations, right, great,
you have gotten you one people.
How many people?
One people.
Go ahead.
And unto this people, whom you love it, you gave it a Torah instruction that is approved of all.
So he gave his Torah instruction to how many people?
One people.
One people.
One people, right?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, gave the Torah instructions to one people.
Mother Lee.
How much of it did he give them, Mother Lee? The book of Baruch. How much of his instructions did he give one people? Book of Baruch, chapter 3. Let's look at 35 to 37. Mother Lee, Israel, and see you, Roy. How much of his instruction did he give to this one people? Mothers of Israel of seed royalty. Ruth chapter 3, 35 to 37.
Check the door.
Yes, ma'am. Chapter 24. Let's keep that at 23. What do you got for our givers? The Torah instruction. What wasn't for Israel. Surah 24, verse 23. Pick it up at verse number
19 through 23. Read it. Sirach chapter 24, verses 19 through 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Come unto me.
Mm-hmm.
All ye that be desirous of me.
Go ahead.
And fill yourselves with my fruit.
Go ahead, read up.
Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
For my memorial is sweeter than honey.
If you look at what I got going on, it's sweeter than honey. Go ahead.
And my inheritance than the honeycomb.
He said, my inheritance is sweeter than honey. Hold that point. Mother Israel. Let's try to do Ezekiel right quick. He said, my inheritance is sweeter than the honeycomb, right?
Yeah.
Let's try to the book of Ezekiel. Israel, see you right. Ezekiel chapter 20. Let me see if I can pull out what I'm looking for. Mother, in Ezekiel chapter 20. Let's see if I can pick out what I'm looking for here. I don't see what I'm looking for there. Pick it up at verse 5 and 6. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 5 and 6. Mother, Israel, see you right. Yes, ma'am.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 5.
Let it read.
And say unto them.
Say unto them what?
Thus says Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh.
In the day.
Verse 1. Yes, of course.
In the day when I chose Israel.
You say that in the day when I chose Israel, right? Go ahead.
And lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And made myself known unto them.
Hold on. He made himself known to them, right? Hold on. Let's see. Who did he say he is? In his Exodus 3.
Yeah.
Book of Exodus 3, Mother Lee. Verse 13. Verse 13, verse 16. Make that 3, 13, 15. Mother Lee, Israel. Exodus 3, 13, 15. Let's see if we can. Make this very sound reasonable here. Exodus 3, 13, 15, Mother of Israel, see what? They say you made yourself known unto them. Now let's see who did he tell him he is, Mother of Israel? Who did he say he is in Exodus 3, 13 and verse number 15? Mother of Israel, see what?
Exodus chapter 3.
Verse 13 and 15. Yes, ma'am.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 13.
What
did it say? Verse 13. And Moses said unto Yahweh,
what did Moses say?
Behold, when I come unto the children's family of Israel, and shall say unto them,
say unto them what?
The Yahweh of your father has sent me unto you.
And then I say unto them, the power of your father, that's the one that sent me to you. What did they ask me?
And they shall say to me.
They gonna say to me what?
What is his name? What shall we say unto them?
What shall I say to them? Now they gonna ask me, what is his name? We down here in Mizraim and we've been hearing about the rock.
Right.
We've been hearing about Horus.
Right.
Isis.
Right.
Now, tell who you talking about here. All right. Verse number 15. What's his name, Mother Z?
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh said, moreover unto Moses.
Moreover to Moses what?
Thus shall they say unto the children, family of Israel.
Thus shall you say to the family of Israel what?
The Yahweh of your father.
Yahweh of your father. Go ahead.
The Yahweh of Abraham.
There we are.
The Yahweh of Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahweh of Jacob has sent me unto
Jacob, whose name is changed to Israel.
Israel.
Who has sent me unto you. this is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
So Yahweh made known his name, right?
Yes.
He said his name is the full out of me. That's who I be. That self-existent one. That's who I am. The book of Ezekiel. Who's reading that Ezekiel 25-6, Mother E?
Acts 6, verse 10.
number 10.
Right.
Acts chapter 6, verse number 10. Brother Micaiah is brother Steve Roy.
Acts chapter 6, verse 10.
Yes, sir.
Verse 10 reads.
What do you read?
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake.
So he said, I'm going to give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries, and they're going to be able to gain faith, no resistance. The book of wisdom, Sirach, chapter 24. Think back of that 22 and 23. Look at the Monica Israel.
The book of Sirach, chapter 24, verse 22 and 23.
Yes, ma'am.
22 reads.
What do you read?
He or she that obeyed me shall never be confounded.
He or she that obeyed me shall never be confounded. Go ahead.
And they that work by me shall not do amiss.
Verse 23, what do you say?
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are the book of the Torah instruction.
Now, you can read it like you see it there, huh?
Of the Most High Yahweh.
I'll read that again. I need that C word.
Verse 23. All these things are the book of the covenant.
Yes.
Book of the covenant, go ahead.
Of the Most High Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Torah instructions.
Yes, ma'am.
Which Moses commanded for an inheritance, for inheritance unto the family of Israel.
Israel. You want to know what your heritage is, right? Oh,
what's
my heritage? All you gotta do is pick up the book and read.
Hallelujah.
Pick up the book.
That's
and
right.
Read.
Yeah.
It is your inheritance. It's your heritage right here. The book of 1 Kings. Of the Israel of Zeroy. 1 Kings chapter 8, 47 and 48. 1 Kings chapter 8. 47 and 48, Mother Israel, see you, Roy. 1 Kings 8:47 and 48.
But Yahweh
say, this is what I gave you for your heritage.
Yes.
Your heritage ain't all
balls. That's right.
That's not your heritage, Israel. Mm-hmm. Your heritage ain't pig feet.
That's right.
Your heritage is red.
That's right.
That's where your heritage is, what they call the Bible.
That's right.
A book. Mm-hmm. That's where your heritage is.
Yeah.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 8, 47 and 48 of the Israel. See you, Lord.
Chapter 8, verse
47
and verse 48.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 47.
What do
you read? Yes, he changed himself in the land where the dead were carried
captive. He said, now you gotta remember some stuff. Why are you up under the yoke, right? Call that point, Mother Z. Right to the book of Zechariah, chapter 10. See if Yahweh prophesied a few things concerning that Israel would start to remember some things. Let's see if it's prophesied, Mother Z. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 10. Did Yahweh call it? We know he called it in from the beginning, right?
That's right.
Zechariah, chapter 10. Let's pick at verse number 8 and verse number 9. Mother Z and Israel. Zechariah 10, verse 8 and 9.
Yeah.
Zechariah, chapter 10, verse 8 and verse 9.
What do you say, Mother?
Zechariah, chapter 10, verse 8. Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
I will hit.
Yes.
I will hit.
That means I'm gonna blow the trumpet, right? I'm gonna whistle, whatever way I can get your attention here. I'm gonna hit for them. Come on.
I will hit for them.
Mm-hmm.
Gather them.
Go ahead.
For I have
redeemed
them, and they shall increase as the as they have increased.
You say now, they go do what?
Increase.
So Israel, you ain't fewer these days. You've been multiplying even in captivity, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 9, come on.
Verse 9.
What do you say?
And I will go them among the people.
I'm going to set them among the nations. I'm going to scatter you among the nations. Go ahead.
And they shall remember me in far countries.
Go ahead. What are they going to do?
And they shall live with their families and trust and turn again.
That means you go. And they don't start repenting, ain't that right?
Yeah.
He said, hey, they don't remember me. That's what Yahweh said. Come on, brother. That's the lady, that 13. So we got to start doing some remembering some things, right? Yeah. Let's see if we can run into what some of the things we got to start remembering. Number one, you got to remember who you is, right?
Yeah.
You got to remember who you is. They don't remember themselves, right? Right.
Deuteronomy chapter 32,
He led him about.
He instructed him.
He kept him.
instructions, right? Mm-hmm. Said that either Yahweh sent came to them without measure. Is that right? But he said that Israel, you got to start doing some remembering. You got to do it quick, right? Mm-hmm. Right to the book of Exodus, Brother Makai Israel. Let's see, one thing we got to start bringing back to our remembrance. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 through 11. Brother Makai Israel is, Brother Makai Israel is the hero. What, one of the things we got to start remembering. Exodus chapter 20.
Some
8 through 11,
but the Micaiah
Israel
is the Hebrew. Book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, read. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it right.
He said you gotta remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous. Go ahead.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
6 days shall you labor and do all your work.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
He said, but the seventh day, if you look on any calendar, it ain't hard to figure out which day is Sabbath, right?
That's right.
He said, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. Go ahead.
In it you shall do, in it you shall not do any work,
mm-hmm.
you nor your son, nor your daughter.
Go ahead.
Your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gate. Verse 11. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, Yahweh blessed the seventh day and blessed it.
And hallowed it.
Hallowed it.
So the only day that he paid special attention to was the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
You can look on your calendar and figure out what number seven, right?
Mm-hmm.
The monarch of Israel. Genesis chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Genesis chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. So he blessed the Sabbath day and he hallowed it. Genesis 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. The monarch of Israel.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3 reads.
What it read?
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day did Yahweh ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
Verse 3.
And the Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Because that in it he had rested from all his work, which the Yahweh created and made.
So the only day that he paid special attention to was the seventh day.
And
the seventh day is sundown Friday to sundown Thursday, brother man. That is Yahweh's seventh day. Let's see if that's correct, Brother Makai. Let's look at Leviticus 23:32. Let's see if Yahweh's Sabbath is from sundown, from morning to evening, or from evening to evening. How do Yahweh reckon his Sabbath day? It's Leviticus 23:32.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 32.
What do you say?
Verse 32 reads.
What do you read?
And it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your soul.
Go ahead.
In the ninth day of the month at even, from even unto even, shall you celebrate your Sabbath.
I mean, Yahweh said evening to evening, brother.
Hallelujah.
That's what the book has said, right?
Hallelujah.
Evening to evening. Mm-hmm. Let's see who's doing all this tall talk here, buddy. Who doing all this powerful talk today? He said, from evening to evening, that is my Sabbath day. Who's the one that doing all this talk in the book of Luke 6? Well, verse 5. Luke 6, verse 9. Look at Luke 6, 5 and verse number 9. Well, he is written. Doing all this talk of talking. Luke 6, verse 5 and verse number 9. Well, he is written. We'll see you work.
What
did he say?
And he said unto them,
that the Son of Man is Yahweh
also of the
Sabbath. You mean the Son of Man? Is the Yahweh get it to say it a second time. Verse number 9, come on.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then said Yahweh the Son of Sin.
What do you say?
I will ask you one thing.
I'm going to ask you one thing. What is it?
Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good?
He said, is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good? Go ahead.
Or to do evil?
Go ahead.
Or to save life?
Mm-hmm.
Or to destroy evil?
He said, now you tell me. What is the Sabbath day for? Explain that to me. The book of Matthew. So this is the Son of Man, but I've got one on the Sabbath day, right? Well, you know the Christian man say that when Jesus showed up, the things changed, right? We don't worship on the Sabbath day. We worship on the first day of the week, right? But he says, again, I'm got one on the Sabbath day. Matthew 12, Mother Z, verse number 8. Matthew 12, verse number 8. Look at Matthew 12, verse 8. 11 and 12, Mother Z is written. Matthew 12, verse 8, verse number 11, verse number 8, verse 11 and 12, Mother Z is written.
Sabbath thereon.
Mm-hmm. And that they should not forsake it in the error of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is not lawful to do any work thereon which is unseemly.
Mm-hmm.
To do thereon their own pleasure. And that they should not prepare thereon anything to be eaten or drunk. Mm-hmm. And that it is not lawful to draw water.
Mm-hmm.
Or bring in or take out thereon
mm-hmm.
to their gate.
Mm-hmm.
Any burden which they had not prepared for themselves on the sixth day in their dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30.
Jump down to get the conclusion of the matter in verse number 31.
Okay. Verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
And the creator of all things blessed, but he did not sanctify all peoples of the nations to keep Sabbath thereon.
Go back where you get like you see.
Okay.
Verse 31.
Verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
And the creator of all things blessed, but he did not sanctify all peoples and nations.
All peoples and nations.
Uh-huh.
So the word people and nation are interchangeable words, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, well, the heathen and that Gentile, they all mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All people and nations to keep what?
To keep Sabbath thereon.
But who?
But Israel alone.
Oh, but Israel alone, go ahead.
Them alone he permitted to eat and drink and to keep Sabbath thereon on the earth.
Verse 32.
32.
Yes, sir.
And the creator of all things blessed this day,
mm-hmm.
which he had created for a blessing and a sanctification and an honor above all days.
So this day is blessed above all the other 6 days, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you can go to your meeting house any day you want to go, but you're only blessed if you go on the seventh day, ain't that right?
Okay,
so, bringing our brother. Brother Micaiah Israel, I see you worry about faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, let's see if we can get cooking over here. We got Brother T. Israel.
Yes, sir.
T. Israel, you give me Luke 12:12.
Yes, sir.
12:12. Alright, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and it reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
And I keep that in mind every time I get read my book. I trust in Yahweh and his word that that righteous spirit is going to teach me at this very same hour. So let's kick it off with you can give me 2 Chronicles 7:14.
7:14.
Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm gonna tell something here about
7:14. Verse 14, "And my people which are called by my name shall
humble themselves
mm-hmm. and pray and seek my face
mm-hmm.
and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal the land therein."
Hallelujah. Now, Yahweh let us know in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he said, "My people, which I call by my name." So first and foremost, let's find out who his people is, and then we're going to find out what name they call by.
Yeah.
Let's go to, let me make sure I got this one down back. Get that one. Let me go to look at Isaiah, Brother T.
Yes, sir.
Give me Exodus chapter 3 and give me verse 10.
Okay. Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get there.
All right, the second book of the heavenly tablet.
of the first five books of Torah instructions, the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, which you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt, blew the word Mizraim, out of bondage.
Wow, so we got a case of point about who the people are Yahweh talking about.
Yeah.
And let's as a matter of fact, back it on up to stay in Exodus and give me verse 4 so we can know who's saying this.
All right, so the same chapter?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 4.
All right, the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 4. And when Yahweh saw that, he turned aside to see. Yahweh called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I.
So we know Yahweh is the one that was doing the talking here to Moses. We also know out of the mouth of ministering spirit in verse 2. Read verse 2 for me so we can know he came out of the mouth of the ministering spirit.
Alright. Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. And the ministering spirit of Yahweh appeared unto him in a flame, fire, out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed.
Hallelujah. So we know that Yahweh is the one that called his people the children of Israel.
Yeah.
We'll get a stack of witness on that.
I got some on that.
Okay.
Now go back and read that verse again because something very important needs to came out of that verse. Back up again, Brother T, when he said he was around the bush and then Brother Micaiah said Yahweh said that. Come back again. So you know that's something that Yahweh was saying. Come back up to that verse again one more time.
All right, the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 2.
Yeah, get around that bush again.
And the ministering spirit of Yahweh appeared unto him in a flame, a fire out of the midst of a bush.
Right.
And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed.
Go ahead.
Verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight.
Go ahead.
Why the bush is not burnt.
Go ahead.
Verse 4. And when Yahweh saw that, he turned aside to see. Yahweh called unto him out of the midst of the bush.
Good. So Yahweh called out of the bush. But here's what we have to step out of level of right here. So Yahweh called out that bush, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And that's he talking to Moses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sister Jones, back up to, go forward to St. John chapter 5 and pick up verse 45. Well, pick up verse 37, just get warmed up. Verse 37, 5:37. Listen to this.
St. John, chapter 5, verse 37 reads.
What it
reads? And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me.
Mm-hmm.
You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
So he heard somebody call Moses. And Moses turned around and kept him a peep, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not going down to verse 45.
St. John chapter 5, verse 45, and it reads, Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 46, For had you believed Moses,
Had you believed Moses?
You would have believed me.
Uh-huh.
For he wrote of me.
And so Moses wrote who?
Yahweh the Son.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 47. But if you believe not Moses' writings, how shall you believe my word?
So we could have put Yahweh the Son in there right there in that third chapter, couldn't we? But yeah. But we know they're gonna squeal. What? Well, you know Yahweh the Son there. But if you got that hammer right there waiting over there in that chapter over there, yes it is. So we could apply Yahweh the Son right there in that verse when we just got to read when Yahweh the Son sent him, he turned himself, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Before we put Yahweh the Son then there and there. Now if anybody would have jumped Then you have that to back it up and say, yeah, yeah, but they say, oh, they might stay quiet for the rest of the day. Back to Brother Micaiah Israel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this is how about the son doing the talking to Moses. And, we know that the people that Yahweh were talking to, we got them read 2 Chronicles 7:14, his people is family of Israel.
Yeah.
We know that from reading it. We got a precept today, book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. Now, let's get a second witness on that. And Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. Mother Eve. His name no longer is Jacob, and he should be called Israel. Let's get verse 11 and 12 and put it on in there.
Verse 11. And Yahweh said unto him, I am Yahweh Almighty.
Say, I'm Yahweh Almighty.
Be fruitful.
Uh-huh.
And multiply.
Uh-huh.
A nation and a content, a confidence
uh-huh.
of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy land.
Uh-huh.
Verse 12. And the land which I give Abraham and Isaac to thee will I give thee. And to thy seed after thee will I give the land.
Uh-huh. So we got here that Jacob name was switched over to Israel, and he was blessed. He got a blessed name. But you also got to remember, too, what the what else to that name that was going on?
I got some on that. He was also called a what again? In that verse, he was called a what? He identified himself as what, Mother E? What did he say he were read to whoever he was talking to? He said, I am who?
Almighty.
He said he's almighty?
Uh-huh.
Man, that's big talk, but can't that take it away now. He says, I'm almighty. Now, who are you talking again? Tell him that.
He's talking to Jacob, whose name is switched
to
Israel.
He let Jacob know whose name was changed of Israel. I am now. I'm going to tell you who I am, Jacob,
mm-hmm.
whose name was changed of Israel. I am almighty. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Ain't that what a man said, right?
Yes, sir.
Bro, see us around to 1 verse 5 of the book of Revelation. Let's give me a precept of that. Let's precept of that. So he made a profound statement. So it's something he want to know. He wants you to know about something. When he leaves statement like that, it is not to be overlooked. When he says what he says, he said, I'm Yahweh Almighty. Almighty, that's what he said, right?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
What it says in Revelation, End Time Prophecy 1, verse 5, and check it out in the verse 8. Brother T. Israel, what does it say?
End Time Prophecy, the book of Revelation, chapter
mm-hmm.
1, verse 5 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
And from Yahweh the Son.
From Yahweh the Son.
Who is the righteous witness and the first begotten of the dead.
So this guy right here is the first begotten of the dead, huh?
Yeah.
What else about it?
And the prince of the kings of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Unto him that love us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
Go ahead, huh? Go ahead. Good.
Verse 6. And hath made us kings and priests.
He made us kings and priests.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Unto Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father. To him be honor and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds.
He said, and when this God comes, how he going to come again?
With clouds.
So this man going to come with the clouds. And this man in 1:5 is who? Who is this one comes to cloud that we can read in verse 1:5?
Verse
5. According to verse 5. That we can read. Verse 5 again.
Verse 5. And from Yahweh the Son, who is the faithful, righteous witness, and the first begotten of the dead. And
so the one that comes to cloud is the who again?
Yahweh the Son.
He's the one that's coming to cloud is the who again? I want to hear. I need to hear real good.
Who is the faithful witness?
So in 1 verse 5, he's the who?
He's the faithful witness.
Faithful.
So he's the first begotten from the dead. And when he comes, he don't come. What kind of way is he coming?
With the cloud.
So when he do come, he don't come with the cloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, keep reading. So we clear the faithful witness, he's the first begotten from the dead. And when you see him again, how is he coming again?
With the cloud.
With cloud.
That's what we read, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And every eye should see him.
Mm-hmm.
And they also which pierced him,
mm-hmm.
all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him.
Uh-huh.
Even so, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 8, I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
Listen.
Said Yahweh the Son, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
Ain't that something? So you mean way back there, with our grandfather, he introduced himself, and now we find out the one we're talking about is the one that was dead and now alive forever. And who is that? So we could talk to him way back there, couldn't we?
Yeah.
How could we done that?
Hallelujah.
So see, soon or later, you're gonna be out there in other classes, and I'm gonna take over the classes. You got to bring that in, and they suck. So now you take over them now. They're going to say, well, you might well finish the class one out now. Because they suck. Because you have precept to show that Almighty that's talking to Abraham, that's talking to Isaac, and that's talking to Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel, is the Son. So how you got him hooked up with Joseph? Period. Back to Brother Mikhail Israel.
We can tie that in. We read verse Genesis 35, verse 11. Who is just reading that? Mother E? Okay. Mother C, you can go to Isaiah 44, mm-hmm. Verse 5. Now.
Isaiah 44:5. One shall say, I am the Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, for Israel, and another shall
to strive
with his hands unto the Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
So we got some online that on the page of the book, according to Isaiah 44 verse 5, that surname himself by the name of Israel. We know that this name came from Yahweh the Son. But before we touch on that, let's get a case on Israel before his name was changed. And let's go read the book of when he was Jacob. Let's see what Abraham had to say about Jacob in the book of Jubilees. Let me get Brother T. Israel. Brother T. is read Mother D. Mother D, you give me Book of Jubilee. Get off at chapter 19. But we got to still keep something on the table here that he was surnamed Israel. We'll keep that on the table. But we also gonna keep on the table that we'll see what Abraham had to say about Jacob before his name was changed to Israel. In the book of Jubilee, we'll kick it off at chapter 19. And we're going to begin at verse 15.
Okay. All right, God.
Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Chapter 19, verse 15.
Yeah, kick it off at 15. We're going to read it on down a little bit here.
Okay, Jubilees chapter 19, verses 15. And it reads.
And you can read it the way it is too, Mother.
And Abraham loved Jacob.
Uh-huh.
But Isaac loved Esau.
Uh-huh.
16. And Abraham saw the deeds of Esau, and he knew that and Jacob should his name and seed be called.
Uh-huh.
And he called Rebekah and gave commandments regarding Jacob. For he knew that she too loved Jacob much more than Esau.
Okay, we're going to hold it right there. Hey, Brother T. Israel, you give me the book of Jasher, chapter 19, verse 28.
Chapter 19, verse 28.
Yeah, we want to see how well Abraham knew Jacob before his name was changed to Israel.
Okay, Joshua.
What's going on with that there? And actually, Mother Sister Jones, you got the Book of Jubilees.
Yeah.
Give me chapter 19. And I want you to kick it off at verse 13 before Brother T read what he's about to read.
Okay, he said the Book of Joshua, chapter 19.
Yeah, you're going to kick it off at Book of Joshua, chapter 19, verse 20. Let me make sure. Right, I think it's verse 26. I mean, yeah, you're going to go to the Book of Jubilee, chapter 19.
Now what?
Yeah, you can read yours now. You can read 19, verse 13 and verse 14.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 19, verse 13 and 14 reads, "And in the sixth week, in the second year thereof, 2046, Rebecca bare to Isaac two sons, Jacob and Esau.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob was a smooth and upright man.
Mm-hmm.
And Esau was fierce, a man of the field, and hairy. And Jacob dwelt in tents."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. "And the youth grew, and Jacob learned to write."
Uh-huh.
"But Esau did not learn."
So what Jacob learned to do?
Write.
Okay. And what Esau do?
Did not learn.
Okay. But what did he learn?
"For he was a man of the field and a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned war, and all his deeds were fierce."
Mm, hallelujah. Let me see, can I run it down about when it came down to, let me go to the Book of Genesis. Can I run it down? Let's go to Genesis.
Hey, you on something now. Bring it out now. Bring it out now. Make the old seer get happy now. Make me get happy. You on something now.
Kicking off at Genesis 20.
That's what I'm looking for. That I like. I like
something
here and now. Bring that up. What
where exactly that spot at with Jacob? Okay, you know what? It's Genesis 27. Kick off at Genesis 27, Mother Z, you give me Genesis 27, begin at verse 1. Matter of fact, Mother E, Mother, I'm going to kick it off Mother E, then we're going to come back to you, Mother Z. Let's go to Genesis 25. Let's kick it off at Genesis 25, 25.
Right on, brother Micaiah. Turn the light on.
Genesis chapter 25, Mother E. Y'all bear with me for a second. We're going to read, start at verse 23 all the way down to 28. Let's see where this storyline came from. There's some witness going on here.
Turn the light on.
Chapter 25,
mm-hmm.
verse 23 to 28.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
"And Yahweh said unto her."
Uh-huh.
"Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from
thy
manner
of people. Mm-hmm.
And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger."
So the elder's going to serve the younger. Let's find out who this elder is, too, as we read. 24.
"And when her day to be delivered was fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb."
Twins in the womb. Uh-huh.
25. and the first comes out red all over, like a hairy garment. And they call his name Esau.
So Esau was hairy, like a, was real hairy, like a garment, like came out red and hairy. Came out red and hairy, like a garment, like a hairy garment. So, okay, let's read verse 26 and find out what another brother look at. He the oldest, he the eldest. And the eldest is going to serve the young. Okay, let's read verse 26.
And after that, came his brother out. And his hand took hold of Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob.
Oh, so we got Jacob that came out.
And Isaac was 3 years old when she bare him. Verse 27. And the boy grew, and Esau was the kernel hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a slain man.
So we got one, we got a witness right here. We got Esau giving the description of Esau, what he looked like. He was red and hairy like a garment. But not only that, he was the man of the field. He always loved to hunt. They pointed out right here, the case of point is Genesis 25, verse 27. And what it say in verse 28?
And Isaac loved Esau because he
did
Esau his sister. But Rebekah loved Jacob.
So we got a mother and father thing going on here, a father and mother thing going on here where Isaac loved Esau. He's a hunter. He loved to go get that food, get business, all these type of things. He had that warrior man here. That's how he viewed him. So but Rebekah loved Jacob. But remember one thing about Jacob before he was named Israel. We just got a case of point. He loved to read. He loved the books. Esau couldn't get no books. So it makes you think they got something going on today. I mean, they got to steal everything. They've been doing that for a long time. Everything is where it's due. Let's go, Mother. Who we got? Mother Z. What you holding for me, Mother Z? We'll get a case of point in here. Oh, he's beginning at verse 1.
Verse 1. And it comes to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes was blind, dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his elder son and said unto him, my son, and he said unto him, behold, here I am.
Verse 2, and then we're going to drop down. I want you to read verse 5.
Genesis chapter 27, verse 2. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death.
We continue reading the verse 3.
Genesis chapter 27, verse 3.
So there we go right there. We know we got one that's a smooth man.
Yeah.
So we got one that's a hairy man. So we got it. We got the descriptions. We got the where this came from. And now we go to brother T. Israel.
Yes, sir.
What you holding for me, T? The book of
Jasher. So with that thing like that, so all you gotta do is what let me get some out of that. So all you gotta do to know who's who today, all you gotta do is what's that mother G of Israel in second book of Corinthians. All you gotta do is when you heard what he just got through reading, all you gotta do is just stand up and do a 13:5 on yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5. That's all you gotta do. See, everybody trying to figure out who's who, all you gotta do is drop a 13:5 on and put your hand out. And see if Gillette raise the blades, go on strike and see who gonna be full of hair everywhere. And who ain't. He says all you gotta do now, to cut down to the chase, 13:5 says what? All we gotta do now is what?
2 Corinthians.
Yes, ma'am. 13:5. All we gotta do is what now?
2 Corinthians 13:5.
What?
Examine yourself.
That's all we gotta do.
Yeah.
All we gotta do is check your hand out right there and see. If your hand's smooth, then you know that you. If your hand hairy and Gillette razor blade is your best friend, I mean the females and the males, boy, just don't strike with them Gillette razor blades.
Yeah, yeah,
Gillette razor blades.
Back to Bob McCain. We leave that on the table. See, all this evidence is right there. Everybody trying to figure out who he is, who the one got to have that Gillette razor blade.
Uh-huh.
Who the one got to go get his back shaved every 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Who was that?
Yeah.
I ain't never had to get my back shaved.
That's right.
This brother got to go every 6 months and get his back taken care of.
Yep.
Neck got it. All behind his neck got to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Bobby McKay is right.
Hallelujah. Wow. We'll get some more case report going on. Let me get the book of Jasher, chapter 26. I want you to read verse 27 and verse 28. But I want that last line of 28.
Okay, Jasher 26, 27 to 28.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jasher chapter 26. All right. Okay, the book of Jasher, chapter 26, 27 and 28.
Uh-huh.
And teach you, your children, and your seed, the instruction of Yahweh.
They teach their children, your seed, the instruction of Yahweh. We know the children. We just went and found out it's the children. It's the children of Israel, the family of Israel. That's his people.
Okay. Continue.
Yeah. You can keep going.
And his Torah instructions. And teach them the right way in which they should go in order that it may be well with them forever.
Yeah, why?
Verse 28. And Isaac answered his father and said to him, that which my Yahweh has commanded, that will I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not depart from the Torah instruction of Yahweh, my Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
I will keep all that he commanded me, and Abraham blessed his son Isaac, and also his children.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham taught Jacob the instruction of Yahweh, and his way.
So we know Abraham did some teaching to that next generation as well. Abraham taught him the Torah instructions. You got to remember, we read in the book of Jubilees right now, Mother D holding that plate for us, and Abraham, he loved Jacob. We better find out what's going on, because remember, he taught Jacob the Torah instructions. We know Esau didn't like reading no book.
Nope.
He want to go out and hold that sword in his hand. He want to kill something, be a hunter. He the same way to this day. That's but the family of Israel, they try to strip of our books when we went through this captivity. But they know one thing for certain, we get this book back in our hand, we learn the Yahweh. This time we always been in our blood.
Hallelujah.
That's something we're going to do. We're going to pick up that book and read.
Yeah,
we got a case in point for my father, Israel. Well, his yeah. name was Jacob. He was already reading. So let's finish. Let's pick back up in the book of Jubilee, chapter 19. I think we finished up 15. Let's pick it. Finished up 16. Let's pick it up at verse 17.
Jubilee chapter 19, verse 17. And he said unto her, my daughter, watch over my son Jacob, for he shall be in my stead on the earth, and for a blessing in the midst of the children of men, and for the honor of the whole seed of Shem.
We see right here. And I'm a recount. I want to touch him now. He said to her, and he's talking to Rebecca. Because he know Esau, Isaac loved Esau, so he gonna feel like he want to give that favor to him because Isaac working with that flesh. But we got Abraham right now. Isaac like, hey, I love Esau. He want to give it to him, but Abraham loved Jacob before his name was changed to Israel. So he went and talked to Rebecca and let her know, like, she knew Rebecca loved him, too. Not that she probably had Esau or nothing like that. It's her son. But he said, and he called Rebecca and gave commandment regarding Jacob, for he knew that she, too, loved Jacob, much more than Esau. That's in verse 16. And he says unto her, verse 17, my daughter, which watch over my son Jacob, for he shall be in my stead on the earth, and for a blessing in the midst of the children of man, and for the honor of the whole seed of Shem. Verse 18, pick it up, Mother G.
Verse 18, for I know that Yahweh will choose him.
Yahweh will choose him,
to be a people for possession unto himself. Above all the people that are upon the face of the earth.
So what's going on? He's letting them know that what's going on in his line is that he's going to choose Jacob. He's going to choose his seed to be a people. He said, and to be a people above all the face of the earth. Verse 19.
Verse 19. And behold, I think my son love Esau more than Jacob. But I see that you truly love Jacob. Verse 20. Add still further to your kindness to him. Let thine eyes be upon him in love, for he will be a blessing unto us on the earth, from henceforth unto all generations of the earth.
This will be for all generations. So Abraham knows something that Rebecca don't know. Abraham see what's going on. So let's continue to read. I want to read this storyline because this is something that got to be pointed out. That Abraham taught him the instruction, Torah instruction. Yahweh had to put it in. Abraham saw something going on with Jacob. Y'all saw something farther than that. He said, this is going to be a blessing to unto us on the earth from henceforth unto all generations of the earth. This forever. We're in the generation right now. We got Jacob's lineage, who named switch to Israel, going on. So there's something going on right here. It's a foundation. Verse 21.
Verse 21, let your hand be strong, and let your mind rejoice in your son Jacob.
So you got to rejoice in Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel.
For I have loved him far beyond all my sons.
He said something. Look at Abraham. Look how much he loved Israel. Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel.
He will be blessed forever.
So he's blessed forever. And if he blessed forever, we come from his lineage, that makes us blessed forever. We're going to right instruction.
What can we read to that? What can we read we blessed forever? What can we read to that? What can we read to that?
I can get the rest.
Now, what can we bring that out? We blessed forever. That's a powerful statement, man. What can we read to that? Brother T. Israel, 49:28. Now let's read that. 49:28 of Genesis, we blessed forever. That was a powerful statement, Brother McCarney. So we, as we pray forever, we people will be able to read that, right?
Yeah.
So let's read it then. 49:28, Brother G. Israel. Let's read
the first book of the heavenly tablets, the book of Genesis.
Oh, I'm all ears. Now, I'm all ears.
Verse
49,
verse
28. Now, we're looking for that word called blessed forever. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead and read.
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
So he blessed them. So all 12 tribes of Israel is up under what?
Blessing.
A blessing. Back to Bo Micaiah.
Hallelujah. We got all 12 tribes of the family of Israel that's blessed forever. They are the blessed.
We'll be blessed forever. Mm-hmm. And his seed will fill the whole earth. Okay.
Verse 22.
We'll go to, bring it up, Brother Micaiah. Bring it up. I might get in case of going. What will happen that we can read that we blessed forever and we got all that going for us. So why we don't have it? What do we did that we can read that are why we don't have it? Moses of Israel 59:1-2 of Isaiah. Let's see what can we read that reason why we don't have what we had. Back up with Mother Z, 1:7-12 of the book of Hosea, polluted for Joshua. Let's find out why we don't have what we have now. We need to know if we got, we reading all this good stuff that we got, why we can't feel none of it. Maybe Isaiah 59:1-2 with the precept of 12:7 by Mother Z can give us some answers why we don't have it.
Isaiah 59:1-2
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads,
what?
Behold, Yahweh's hand is not short that he cannot say, neither his ears heavy that he cannot hear.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. But your sin.
But your sin.
Have separated
uh-huh.
between you and your Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And your sins have hid his face.
Go ahead.
From you,
uh-huh.
that he will not hear.
So that's ringing in you.
Yeah.
You got all these blessings, and what's the reason y'all why not hearing us?
Sin.
Come on, Mother Z. 7:12, bring it. Precept. So we clear why we in this predicament. Sin.
Yeah.
And what did he say behind that in 12:7?
in their affliction,
uh-huh,
they will seek me early.
And that's why the six anointed camps is getting in order. The flood gate is on the way, so we got to be in order. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to figure out sooner or later, whatever we're doing is coming up short. And we got to be sending them royal blue garments and fringes on, waiting on clone in the center aisle. Let's straighten you out now.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
Back to Brother Micaiah Israel.
Yeah, wow.
Well,
going back to the book of Jubilee, chapter 19, picking up at verse 22.
If a man can number the sand of the earth, his seed also will be numbered.
Wow. I want to pick that up on the book of Genesis. Brother T. Israel, give me the book of Genesis, chapter 28. Kick it off at verse 13 and 14.
Okay. We're going to the book of Genesis 28:13-14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first book of the heavenly tablets. Genesis 28 chapter. Verse 13-14.
Uh-huh.
And behold, Yahweh stood above it and said, I am Yahweh, Yahweh of Abraham,
mm-hmm,
your father, and Yahweh of Isaac, the land. Will you light to you, will I give it, and to your seed.
Mm-hmm.
14, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in you, and in your seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
wow. Abraham knew that his seed was the seed that's going to come through Jacob. Whose surname Israel, he's Jacob at this time, and his seed would it couldn't be numbered. And he let him know, if a man can number the sand of the earth,
yeah,
his seed also will be numbered. Can't number the sand of the earth. So that was a precept to that one. But also Abraham also passing that blessing on to him. And let's go down to, let's finish reading. Let's knock this one on out. Let's read, yeah, let's finish reading verse 23.
Jubilee 19, verse 23.
Uh-huh.
And all the blessings wherewith Yahweh has blessed me,
mm-hmm,
and my seed shall belong to Jacob and to his seed always.
Mm-hmm.
24. And in his seed shall my name be blessed, and the name of my father Shem, and Noah, and Enoch, and Methuselah, and Enoch, and Seth, and Adam.
These are the fathers of Abraham. Let's see if we can read about these fathers in the book of Genesis. Pick it up there. Genesis chapter 5. Mother, Sister Jones, give me chapter 5. And kick it off at, verse 21.
Genesis chapter 5, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And Enoch lived 65 years,
mm-hmm,
and begat Methuselah.
Uh-huh.
Verse 22.
Uh-huh.
And Enoch walked with the Yahweh after he begat Methuselah 300 years,
mm-hmm,
and begat sons and daughters.
Uh-huh. Verse, keep going.
Verse 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
Uh-huh.
Verse 24. And Enoch walked with the Yahweh, and he was not. For the Yahweh took him.
And 25.
Verse 25. And Methuselah lived 187 years and
and begat Lamech.
Okay.
Verse 26. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters.
Okay.
Verse 27. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died.
Uh-huh.
Verse 28. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son.
Uh-huh.
Verse 29. And he called his name Noah.
Okay.
Saying, this thing shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands.
Okay, then continue on.
Because of the ground which the Yahuwah hath cursed.
Okay, give me verse 3 and verse 4. Yeah, it's not verse 5, same chapter 5.
Genesis chapter 5, verse 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, and after his image, and called his name Seth.
Okay, and verse 6.
Verse 6. And Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enoch.
Let's go down to another name, the two, this is the ones that I had missed. Enos, we stopped at Enos, right? Yep. All right, we got Seth and we got Adam out the way, right? Yep. We got Enoch out the way, let's go get Shem out the way too. And let's drop down to verse 32.
Genesis chapter
5,
verse
32. Hold on, I skipped one. Let me go back. Give me verse 12.
Genesis chapter 5, verse 12. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahanaim.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh.
13.
Now, that, you can stop right there.
Well, hold on a minute. Let me get a precept out of there, Brother McCallion. Back up in... Let's see what's any special thing that Bubba Enoch did there, Moses did up Israel. I want to find out if it was anything special. Back up to that verse where he said that what Enoch did with Yahweh, he done something with Yahweh. Back up to that verse. Something he did, as y'all recall, something he did with Yahweh that we just got to read. Yeah, what did he do that we can read he did with Yahweh?
22.
Yeah, what did he do that we can read? According to that verse, what can we do? That verse on the table now. And we want to find out, because Yahweh is, these things have got to be brought out. He done what with Yahweh? What did he do with Yahweh? Give me the verse, man. Bring it out. I mean, it's all about education.
How to bring some out. What did he do? Verse 22. Let's read that verse. Call that verse out and read it. 24, Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Enoch walked with Yahweh. And Enoch walked with Yahweh. Now, what comes across our mind behind that thing? Oh, Enoch walking with Yahweh. So, you know, that's a kind of mind. What do you mean by he walked with Yahweh? We need some more out of that.
Yeah.
He walked with Yahweh. Okay. What's that supposed to mean? Oh, he walking with Yahweh. That's all? Let's get a little bit more out of there. Let's go on to Mother E. Let's go on to Colossians 3, verse 10. Let's get a little bit more out of that backed up with Mother D of Israel and 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. Let's find out what was he doing. We got to find out something. What did he walk with? He walked with Yahweh. We need some more out of that.
Yahweh.
Get some more out of that.
Yeah.
Come on, Mother East. Let's get a little bit more out of that first. Colossians 3:10. Let's get a little bit more out of that. Yeah, verse 10. Let's get a little bit more out of that. That's Bible study class, bottom of the seventh.
Yahweh.
Let's turn the light on. What do you mean by Enoch walk with him?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? He walked with him. What that mean? He walked with him. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
What does it say?
And have put on the new man.
Oh, he put on the what?
The new man.
Go ahead, read.
Which is renewed in knowledge.
new in knowledge?
After the image of him that created him.
I can't get no more out of that. No, I need some more out of 3. I need some more out of 3:10. Is that I want 3:10 or 2:10? I need a little bit more out of that. Mm. Which one I need? I need a little bit more out of that. I need a little bit more out of that, mother. You looking at 3:10 real carefully? Cause I need to tie that in on what was happening. I need to tie that in 3:10. Make it 2:10 then, cause I need to tie that in and No, it was 3:10. In Colossians 3:10, I mean, what I need. I need to hear the same thing what Enoch was doing.
Paul's about to walk.
I need to hear something that Paul was explained to the Northern Kingdom about what was going on. Now we're going to pull that verse out of it. Huh? I need to pull that verse out now.
I got Colossians 4:4.
I need to have the book now. I need to find out something that we can read, because he was just, we got to find out a little bit more. So now I'm going to peep over in Colossians, see exactly what was he doing that we can read. Now, first one I want to bring it out, but we got to bring something out in that. He did not walk with him. You see, I find this Colossians myself. And let's see what he means by he walked with him. Make that a book of Romans. Make that a Romans verse 4 there. Hold that Colossians up on me. We come at the Colossians after we get that in, then we go on that. Let's run back to Romans. I gotta find out what it means by he walked with him. I need to know more about that walk. That walk, Mother E. Let's try Romans chapter 6. And what we're looking for is that walk. Yeah. How about 6 verse 4? A try. We start all over that, Mother E. Let's get that walk together. Romans 6 verse 4. Let's get this walk together.
Romans
chapter 6. Mm-hmm. Verse 4. Let's get our walk together.
Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism,
yeah,
unto death.
Right.
That like as Yahweh was raised up from the dead,
mm-hmm,
by the greatness of the Father,
mm-hmm,
even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Yeah, we got to walk that way. So what he was doing, when he was walking with Yahweh, he was walking. What kind of way was he walking?
In the
newness of life. That's how he was walking. Now, come on, Mother dear, let's get that 2:1, verse 6. Yeah, let's get that walk together. What do you mean by he walked? What makes you be walking in the newness of life? Let's find out how that walk got to be. So if you want a newness of life walk, let's see what you got to do.
First John chapter 2 verse 6.
What?
He that said he abideth in him of himself also so to walk even as he walked.
Okay, I need a little bit more. Now back up to 2 John verse 6. 1:6. 2 John verse 6. I need a little bit more this walk.
Yeah.
I got to have a walk, right?
Yeah.
See, we got to know. Because anybody can say, well, I'm walking with him. I'm walking with him. Wait a minute. There's a little more to his walk. The walk got to have a little bit more flavor to it.
John chapter 1, verse 6.
So get that walk. Let's get that walk together.
Go.
Come on.
There you go.
And this is love. That we walk after the Torah instruction.
Oh, so what was Enoch doing? So he was walking after the Torah instruction. Then he had to have that news of life. See, when news of See, when you got the new in the life, you walk out the Torah instruction. And then you not go to Colossians again, because something got to be removed. Now we go to the other Colossians that we had, Mother E. Now let's go up to the Colossians again and find out in 3:10 what got to happen for you to be walking in Torah instruction, newness of the light, any way you want to put it, you got to do something. And we go on to Colossians and find what you got to do. What you got to do that we can read in 3 verse 10. But this is what got to happen. So we got to look at everything from the page of the book. If he's walking with him, that means he's in the newness of the light. That means he's keeping Torah instructions. And that means what in 3 verse 10? Listen good.
And he put on the new man.
He put on the who?
The new man.
So you got to put on a new man and woman. You got to put on the new man and woman. And the new man or woman, then you can walk with Yahweh. That means you keep in Torah instructions. So when we look down at the end of your garment, we see some fringes down there. You see what's going on here? So that's when we know you got the newness of life in Yahweh. We'll see what the book is saying. So now he walking with it. That means he doing the same thing y'all father did.
I got one for you.
You got something?
Yeah.
What you got?
Colossians chapter 1, verse 10.
Colossians 1, 10. What it say? What it say there in 1, 10? Yeah.
Yeah,
what did one tell us, Esther Jones?
And you might walk worthy of the Yahweh unto all pleasing,
yes,
being fruitful in every,
yes,
work and increasing in the knowledge of the Yahweh.
Excellent precept. Now, see, that's an excellent precept. So that's what he's doing. Now, you guys, now, so he not just wasn't walking with him. He had all these attributes going with him, didn't he?
Yes.
He had the newness of life. He was walking with him. He was in Torah keeping. He had all that going in that walk. Come on, Mother Deb, read one more time. Verse 6. That's the precept of Jones.
Yeah, I got one more as well, too.
I hear you, Brother T. Israel. You got put that trumpet ball together on there.
Yeah, I got some.
Mother, finish your verse out, Mother. Deb?
Okay, 2 John chapter 1, verse 6.
What does it say?
And this is love. That we walk after the Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Torah instruction that as you have heard from the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning, where you read way back there, Brother Makai read from the beginning, when Enoch walked with Yahweh in the beginning. Go ahead.
You should walk in
Torah instruction.
Yeah.
That's what we read from the heard from the beginning. So we were reading about Enoch, the seventh from Yahweh, from Adam. So he was walking in Torah instruction way back there. Moses was nowhere around.
Yahweh.
So that's how your walk got to be.
Yeah.
This thing ain't started with Moses. This thing started way back there with Adam.
Yeah.
This walk started all the way back with Enoch. Huh? Mm-hmm. This walk. You ain't going to walk with Yahweh unless you keep the Torah instruction.
Yeah,
wow. He ain't with you if you're not keeping Torah instruction.
Yeah, right.
You can know all you need to know, but you ain't keeping Torah instruction. Yahweh is not with you. You run off a chance. Know what you got, Buddy? You said you got something?
Oh, yeah, on that walk, Colossians 4:4.
Colossians 4:4 on that walk.
Man, Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, I mean.
What it say?
Walk in wisdom towards them. They're all without.
Oh, so that's right. You got to walk in wisdom with those that were dark or without. If they're not a covenant keeper, they're going to do anything, say anything. You better walk in some wisdom. But they might tell you, let's go outside and wrap them. You better watch that. You better make sure if you find in a covenant keeper or she's a covenant keeper, go, wait a minute, hold on. What you got on your mind? You might want to go outside and wrap
them. Yeah,
well. Huh? Go ahead.
All right. Without redeeming the time.
That's right. Otherwise, now without redeeming the time, what that mean, Brother Yagdai Yisra? Give me first, Brother Yagdai Yisra. You got to do what? When time like that, you got to do what again now? Interrupt? Hear me out, Brother Yagdai Yisra. Let's read that verse before that got to happen. Let's read that verse. 27:12. Yeah, that's good. Read that, Moses of Israel. 27:12. That's the right. So, see, when you find out you hang around with someone that's not a covenant keeper, you got to redeem the time. And what that means in 27 verse 12. What that means, we can read.
Right.
Yeah, what does it say?
It reads.
What does it read?
If you be among in the industry.
So if you among the non-covenant keepers.
Observe the time.
That means, oh, wow, when you just get ready to give them 5 minutes, cut it down to one.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Cut it down to one, because something might take it in a direction.
Yeah.
Huh? They ain't got no covenant to check them.
Yeah.
They might be up on anything.
Yeah.
Huh?
But be continually.
Be continually.
Among men of understanding.
Be continually among women and men of the covenant.
Yeah.
That's understanding.
Yeah.
Back to Brother Micaiah Israel.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
What?
Hallelujah.
Wow. We got one on the wall. Mozzie got one on the wall.
I got something. All right, there, Mozzie.
What you got, Mozzie?
Bring it out.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that he walks, not as fools, but as wise.
Yes, call that verse out again,
Mother. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15.
Verse 15? That's precept. See, that's Bible. That's Bible study class. You tell all of them in there, boy, look here. You can bet it. Whatever class you in, y'all got the flow. When you precept your Bible, you set all the game sales now. Because the last thing they're going to do is precept something. They ain't going to be able to find nothing. Back to Brother Micaiah Israel, C. Rudy.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
And I have a walk right. Let me, Mother, no, we were at Sister Jones. Give me the last verse in Genesis chapter 5, verse 32. We'll get a case in point about the father that Abraham was named.
Genesis chapter 5, verse 32.
Uh-huh.
And Noah was 500 years old.
Uh-huh.
And Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Uh-huh. We're looking for their name, Shem. That's the name that in the book of Jubilee, chapter 19, verse 24, he said, and in his seed shall my name be blessed, in the name of my father. So Shem, Noah, Enoch, Mahalalel, Enoch, Seth, and Adam. So he named these fathers. These are the father's names that he named, the Abraham name. This entity, this name, should be blessed. So we're going to go back to, kicked it off earlier, we're talking about this name, in the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 10, prayer. Give me back to Genesis chapter 32. Give me verse 27 and 28.
Genesis 32, 27, 28?
Yeah.
All right.
We can back it up with 35, 9 to 12. Chapter
35, 9
to 12.
All right. All right, the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 27 to 28.
Mm-hmm.
This is 32, verse 27 to 28. And he says to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
28. And he said, your name should be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have power with Yahweh and with man, and has prevailed.
Uh-huh. Give me Genesis 35, 9 and 12.
Genesis 35, verse 9 to 12.
Sir, wait, just give me verse 9 and verse 10.
9 and 10?
Yeah.
Okay, Genesis 35, verse 9 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh appeared to Jacob again.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came out of Padan-Aram and blessed him, verse 10, and Yahweh said to him, your name is Jacob. Your name should not be called any more Jacob, but Israel
mm-hmm.
should be your name. And he called his name Israel.
Okay. Mother E, you can give me number 6. Give me chapter 6, verse 22 down to 27. Number 6, chapter 22, verse 22 down 27. So we know that Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
Uh-huh.
We know that Yahweh changed his name, Yahweh the Son. We're going to see what's going on with in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to 27.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Verse 22. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son,
mm-hmm.
on this wise. He shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto thee,
Proverbs, get warmed up about this instructions real quick. Proverbs chapter 6. Mothers of Israel. Proverbs chapter 6. 23, verse 23. Proverbs 6, verse
23. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23.
For the Torah instruction is a lamp,
and the Torah instruction is light.
It says it's light. It means turn that light on. Turn that light on. That first five books, Torah instructions. Go ahead.
Is light and
reproof.
And reproof of instruction are the way of life.
You see that? Reproof of instructions are the way of life. Hallelujah. Yeah, that was Proverbs 6, verse 23. Are the way of life. Okay. Let me get one. Let me see. Sirach. Let's see. See what I want. Okay, Sirach. All right, that's Sirach 19:19. Sirach 19:19. Sirach 19:19. Buddy Israel, Sirach 19:19. So that doctrine only means teaching. Teaching.
Of life. And they that do peace. And they that do
that do things that please him.
Okay. And they that do things that please him, they receive the truth. Of the tree of immortality.
And man, you're going right there in that book of life, in that kingdom. That's what you want.
I got something.
All right, go ahead. Sirach,
chapter 1, verse 14. To fear Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And if was created with the faithful in the womb. Verse 19. Wisdom raineth down skills and knowledge of understanding, and exalteth them to honor that hold her fast. Verse 20. The root of wisdom is to fear Yahweh, and the branch thereof are long life. Verse 21. The fear of Yahweh drives away sin, and where it is present, it turns away wrath.
Yahweh.
I got some. Proverbs chapter 1, verse, I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. Verse 2 and 3. Verse 2 reads, no wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding. Verse 3, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity.
Yeah.
I got another Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, verse 1. Hear ye, children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. Verse 2, for I gave you good doctrine, forsake you not Torah instructions. Forsake you not my Torah instructions.
Well, all right. That's the only thing. That's the only thing going to check you. Only thing going to check you. Yahweh. All right. Let's see what Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel said on that, and then going to Timothy as well, too. Let's see what Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel said about that, concerning that. All right, we're going to, let's see what I want. Make that, going to Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel. Okay, I'm going to come back with that for the Timothy real quick. Going to Timothy. Let's see what I want. All right, 3. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 16.
Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Brother Makai Israel, C. Roy.
Yeah, why? Book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Righteousness. All right, then coming back with that, it only lies in 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
Second Peter?
Yeah.
Second Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but righteous man of Yahweh spake as they were moved by the righteous spirit.
Yahweh.
See
that? Righteous spirit would instruct you and guide you. All right, okay, on that instructions here, I got Sirach chapter 8, verse 8. Sirach chapter 8, verse 8. On that instruction. Sirach chapter 8, verse 8. All right, Jones Israel. Jones Israel.
Sirach chapter 8, verse 8.
Yes.
And it reads, despise not the discourse of the wise.
He said, despise, don't hate it. Despise not the discourse of the wise. And what do you mean by be wise? To be clear about that, the discourse of the wise. What do you mean by despise not the discourse of the wise?
3:15. Be wise.
Yeah, there's a precept on that wise. Be precepting about what that wise is real quick. Okay, go ahead. And okay, Mother E. Give me that Jeremiah. Jeremiah 8:8. Waiting on me. On that why.
Book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, in that form, 15, in that from a child you have known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the covenant which is in Yahweh the Son.
That will make you wise real quick. That will make you wise. Not what they got going on in the world. That don't make you wise. Yahweh. There ain't nothing but man's teaching. Teaching. But when I make a statement, I have to back it up with scripture. I have to back it up with scripture. When I say something, I gotta prove a point. Let's go to Corinthians why I say that. Going to Korea, let me see what I'm up here. First Corinthians, second Corinthians. It's, all right, First Corinthians real quick. First Corinthians chapter 2. Chapter 2. Before I get there, before I read chapter 2, make that 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Chapter 1. Think about verse 20 and 21. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Mother Z, you was holding something? First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, real quick. And then I'm going to get chapter 2 as well.
Where is the wise?
Go ahead.
Where is the scribe?
That means the writer. Go ahead.
Where is the
disputer?
Disputer of those
words. Read that very carefully. Of this world.
Has not Yahweh made foolish? The wisdom of this world. Verse 21.
So they don't know Yahweh, the wisdom of this world. They knew not Yahweh. Go ahead.
It pleases Yahweh by the foolishness of teaching.
Yeah.
Teaching to save them that believe. Verse 25. Because the foolishness of Yahweh is wiser than man.
Go ahead.
Wiser than man, and the wickedness of Yahweh is stronger than man.
See that? The weakness of Yahweh is stronger than man. Alright, going to that second chapter real quick. Second chapter, chapter 2. Pick up at verse 4. Skip down verse 4, 6. Okay, then 13 to 14. Mother Z?
Demonstration of the spirit and of power.
Okay, what is spirit? We coming back. We got a precept of spirit. We can't just let that get away. Mr. Jones, Israel. Give me that Proverbs. Uh-huh. Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1.
23. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, and it reads, Turn ye
you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Oh, that spirit is. Okay, okay, for that other precept, that John, so we can just back it up. We'll go to John real quick. Go to John. What you got? At John 6. 63. John 6, 63.
Read.
Yes, ma'am. John 6, 63.
St. John chapter 6, verse 63 reads, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak are to you. They are spirit and they are life.
That's what he's talking about. Life. Okay, back to that 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Alright, okay, read verse 4, verse 6. You read verse 4, yeah, verse 6 now.
Okay, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Verse 6. I bid, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
It said among them that are perfect, and, okay, how you be perfect? Them that are perfect. How you be perfect, Sister Jones Israel? How you be perfect, them that are perfect. Because a lot of people, we hear all day long, nobody perfect. I hear that all day long. That's what the world is saying. The world will tell you that.
Proverbs, Psalms
19:7. Go ahead, Psalms 19:7.
The Torah instruction of the Yahweh is perfect. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Yahweh is sure making wise
the simple. That'd be wise, making wise the simple. All right, that was it. We're going to Sirach. One more on that. Sirach. We're going to Sirach 34, verse 8. Sirach 34, verse 8. Sirach 34, verse 8. The Demonic Israel. Sirach
34,
verse
8. Sirach 34, verse 8 reads, let thy speech be short, comprehending much in few words.
Sirach 34, verse
8.
What I just now read? Yeah. Oh, you sure was just talking about that. That's Sirach chapter 32, verse 8. That was Sirach 32, verse 8. Sirach 34, verse 8 reads, the Torah instruction shall be found perfect without lie. And wisdom is perfection to a faithful mouth.
Faithful mouth. That's how you be perfect. That what makes you perfect, the Torah instruction. All right. Okay. Back to you, Mother Z. 1 Corinthians, you left off at, you had a middle verse 6.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6.
Princes of this world. Hold on. You said it's princes of this world real quick. Princes of this world. Hold what you got. Let's go to John real quick about this prince. Princes of this world. Okay, we're going to John real quick. See. John 14. John chapter 14, verse 30. Mother E. John chapter 14, verse 30.
ain't got nothing in y'all father's son. Prince of the squirrel. Okay, all right, one more. We're going to Ephesians real quick. Okay, to Ephesians 6. One more, Ephesians 6. I was at Corinthians. That what brought me back here. First Corinthians. Be back to that Corinthians. First Corinthians 2. Now you got to finish off verse 6. You're in the middle of verse 6. Okay, 13 and 14.
Which book were
you? 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. Yeah, just give me 14 real quick.
Chapter 14. Chapter 14. But the natural man conceives not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, but they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritual.
Yeah.
He ain't going to understand it. He's not going to know it. So you know the natural man is natural man, which you're going to hear tomorrow. That's that natural man. That's that natural man. All right, okay. All right, back to that, I was at Sirach 8. Okay, that wise. Okay. Jeremiah 8:8. I got one more on that ride, Jeremiah 8:8. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8, Mother Z. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8.
We are wise.
Yeah, I can say you wise. Go ahead.
The Torah instruction of the Yahweh is with us. Oh, continue in vanity.
Certainly in vain.
Certainly in vain.
In this case, it's he. Go ahead.
The pen of the scribe is in vain.
Yeah, the pen of the scribe, I mean the writers. In vain. Go ahead. Yeah, nine, yeah. Yeah, that nine got to tie in. You know what wisdom is right here. This is wisdom that's in them. This is wisdom that's been given to them. What wisdom is in them? Well, I got to answer to that. Let's go to James real quick. What wisdom they got in them? What do you mean by what wisdom is in them? We're going to James real quick. This is wisdom they got right here. There's two different, it's two type of wisdom. We're going to break down with wisdom. Here in Jeremiah 8:9. Go to James real quick. Going to James. We're going to James. James. Okay, we're going to James. Okay, James 3. Go to James chapter 3.
James 3:15.
James 3:15.
James chapter 3, verse 15.
If a brother.
No.
What you reading? James chapter 3, verse 15.
Yeah.
This.
go ahead and follow up on that statement. In St. John chapter 3, on the day of Israel, I pick it up at verse number 11. You see, that's what I'm wrong.
St. John 3, verse 11. St. John chapter 3, verse 11. Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
Verse 12.
If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of the heavenly things?
Okay. All right, that was that James 3:15. Okay, 16 was reading that James 3:15. Oh yeah. Yeah, 16.
Where
envying.
What envy and strife.
Strife.
And will envy and strife if they give some.
There is confusion.
There is confusion and every evil work.
See that confusion? See that? That earthly wisdom will confuse you. There's confusion, envy, all that come with that. Confusion.
All glory and honor and praise to the Master, King of the world. Thank you, Master, y'all, for allowing me to have a place to come and worship you. Thank you, Master, that we have a place to have teachers off the street about you. I have my testimony. Thank you, King.
Yahuwah. All right. About that that confusion, right? That confusion is read in that James 3:16. About that confusion. Well, that statement was saying about the author of confusion. Yahuwah is not the author of confusion. That's what all I'm looking for. 1 Corinthians 14:40. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Mother D.F. Israel. The author of confusion. Yahuwah is not the author of confusion. Is it? Not the author of confusion. The verse I'm looking for. About the author, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion. First Corinthians, yeah, 1 Corinthians 14:33, Mother D.F. Israel.
1 Corinthians 14:33. For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the congregations of Israel.
Congregation of Israel. No, they got the saints there. Okay. I'm going to ask y'all a question, class. What is the capital of the earth? Capital of the world? We can read. What's the capital of the world? And we can read. We have to know this. What is this? What's the capital of the world? What's the capital of the world? You want to know? All right, we're going to get warmed up real quick. The capital of the world. We got to be clear. Go to Ezekiel real quick. Go to Ezekiel, the fifth chapter. Yeah, Ezekiel 5. Ezekiel 5, verse 5. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5. Before we go, all that point, before we go to Ezekiel 5:5, let's be clear. Let's go to, before we go to Ezekiel 5:5. Hallelujah. That's what I like about being at work. We all, I love it every time. Hallelujah. Let's see. Yaqua? Yeah. Yeah, Galatians 4:26. Okay, who's holding some Mother E. Galatians 4:26.
Y'all not Jews, which is
their blood,
is free, which is the mother of us all.
That's our land, homeland. Yahweh. Mm-hmm. What is it? All right, Ezekiel. Let's just get warmed up. Ezekiel, 5th chapter, verse 5. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5, Mother Z Israel. We know that Jerusalem is a water of a polluted word for Jebi. You put Jerusalem in there, you put Jebi in there. So we know this, in this case, it's Yada. It's Yada. Remember that. Yada. And you see that, wherever you see that Jerusalem, polluted for Yada, Southern Kingdom. Yada Israel. All right. Okay, well, second witness, let's go to Jubilees real quick. Going to Jubilees. Going to Book of Jubilees real quick. Book of Jubilees. Going to Book of Jubilees. Chapter 8. so I'm just waiting on to see it again. Book of Jubilees, chapter 8, verse 10. Book of Jubilee, chapter 8, verse 10. Brother Makai Israel.
Yes, sir. Book of Jubilee. Chapter 8, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, and it came to pass in the beginning of the 33rd Jubilee, 1569 AM, that they divided the earth into three parts, for Shem and Ham and Japheth, according to the hands of each, in the first year, in the first week, when one of us who had been sent was with them.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
And he called his sons, and they drew nigh to him, they and their children, and he divided the earth into the lots, which his three sons were to take and possess. And they reached forth their hands and took the writing out of the bosom of Noah, their father. Verse 12. And there came forth of the writing, and Shem's lot the middle of the earth.
You see that? Shem's lot. The middle of the earth, go ahead.
Which he should take as an inheritance for himself and for his sons for the generations of eternity. For the middle of the mountain range of Rephah, from the mouth of the water, from the river Tina, and his portion goes towards the west through the midst of the of this river. And it extended till it reaches the water of the abyss, out of which this river goes forth and pours its waters into the sea Miyah, and this river flows into the great sea. And all that is towards the north is Japheth, and all that is towards the south belongs to Shem.
Yeah, all that belongs to us. South belongs to the Shem. Go ahead.
Verse 13. And it extended till it reaches Caroso. This is the bosom of the tongue which looketh towards the south.
Yeah, so all that was, see, we, so Shem was blessed. Shem was blessed. That, yeah, he was blessed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so Shem is the middle of the earth. Yahuwah. Let me see, I know it said something in Jasher. Look at Jasher. And see about the book of Jasher. Brother C. Israel, what did they say, man, about the book of Jasher, about Shem?
Well, it's over there. Well, it's over there hiding there. He is wide open. Speak a little louder there, Brother T. Israel.
Yeah, what that statement about Shem and Jasher. That was,
what about it?
No, I was bringing a point about the, you know, Shem, the center, the middle of the earth.
Yeah, middle of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also often the book called, the book called?
Adam and Eve?
No, it's called that third book called? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, what that book called?
Enoch.
Yeah, Book of Enoch,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Book of Enoch. Yeah, the third, it's in the Book of Enoch. And I write that, Brother Yagdai Israel.
Enoch.
Yeah, that's in the Book of Enoch. Both y'all got the lead teacher, the lead elder, got to help the old seer out, you know. Got to help you out there.
Yeah, like, you know, the garden, brings back that garden, but also the Garden of Eden, which is, you know, the Southern Kingdom, Shem, Garden of Eden,
all they done all that good stuff, yeah. Yeah, we just read that, yeah, Jubilee. That's why I was coming from. I was coming from Jubilee.
He's come from, and Jubilee's trying to get it out of Second Witness.
Yeah. I know I see something in Enoch. I know I highlight it.
You find my Enoch book, right?
No.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I might get that Daniel, that time, that verse. If I don't get it, I'll find it. I'm going to... Second Enoch. I know the second Enoch. Yeah, second Enoch. Lost and known as the secret book of Enoch, the second Enoch.
You better table that, brother. You better table that one.
Looking at about what this paradise of Eden in Second Enoch chapter 8. Brother.
Now, what's your question again? You want to know?
About the that witness on that
the shield of land. It's the middle of the earth.
Yeah.
That's a big statement. There. I mean, I suppose. Him, it's the middle of the earth. That's right. Him, it's the middle of the earth. Five more to go with the class, according to Brother Yaakov Goss, he said you got five more to go. I see his hand up.
Okay, then, yeah, let me,
I see Brother Yaakov Goss, he motioned his hand at me, saying five more to go.
Okay, let me get a Daniel real quick on that. He said about the table, so I'm going to get that Daniel. I'm going to Daniel real quick.
But you said you found it already in the book of Jubilees already, right?
Yeah.
You had that already, right?
Yeah, middle of the earth, yeah.
Yeah, you were just looking for the second witness of it. That's, I got you. All right. Y'all got it. Five more to go.
Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2, verse 16.
Call the name out.
Mother E.
Can't talk to our cooking drums.
Get him. That's what. That's what I need. Time, right there. Time.
That's right.
The time is also time got a meaning as well too. I'm gonna show you example on that time. That was 2:12 a day. That was 2:12 a day. All right, I'm going. All right. I'm going to Matthew real quick.
Going to Matthew. All right, Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16. Real quick. Matthew chapter 16. Pick up at verse 1. Matthew 16, verse 1, Brother Micaiah Israel.
Matthew. Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees,
your religious leaders, those religious leaders and sinners of Esau, go ahead.
Came and simply desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
Look at it, they just so dumbfounded. They don't have no clue